I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island, Family Mementos and Memories. For many of us, they're vitally important and full of vitality, keeping loved ones near to our hearts, especially once they're no longer with us. Precious trinkets, heirlooms, one-of-a-kind photographs, this is the stuff that binds us to the people we care about. The novelist Saul Bellow once wrote, "Everybody needs his memories. They keep the wolf of insignificance from the door." And as we hear from this week's essayist, Reed Kaster, profound connections are sometimes forged from the most modest inheritances.
My mom could not cook a burger to save her life. It wasn't entirely her fault. My dad was always late getting home from the store. She would ask what time he expected to get home, trying to time dinner, and my dad would show up about an hour late. The store was my dad's bicycle store. We grew up working there summers, but lived it year-round. She would tell him, he put his customers before his family, and he would look at the three of us, my two sisters and me, with the saddest, most tired eyes that needlessly begged forgiveness. My dad was 56 when he died. The free time he so richly deserved eluded him, and my mom felt cheated again. For someone who crucified a hamburger as my mom did, no one elevated the glory of a roasted leg of lamb like her. Skewered with garlic, blanketed in rosemary, salt, and pepper, and roasted to golden, crispy perfection. I weep at the thought of it. My mom loved to entertain. Entertaining for us in the world of retail happened on Sundays, a day merchants used to take off. My mom could plan her time cooking irrespective of others, and she shined. Mom lived 17 years without my dad, and when she passed away, my sisters and I faced the task every family must endure, the division of the stuff. The furniture, the dishes, the jewelry, the garden tools, the linens, the fill in the blank. It finds a new home, or it gets tossed, but everything must be considered. It's exhausting. Out of all that we divided, my mom's $2 roasting pan is what I cherish most. I remember crying on my drive home from my mom's empty house that night. Memories of joy and laughter, Sundays with my dad, tastes and smells live in that pan. I am not religious, but I am spiritual. I believe in the human spirit. I believe in immortality through shared experiences and stories told. I love to entertain, and I love to cook. I make many of my mom's recipes, and when friends and family gather and stories are told, my parents' spirits come alive. They are there, sharing in the joy and laughter, and when that pan with its dents, creases, and scorch marks sits upon the stove, my family's complete.
A lifelong Rhode Islander, Reed Kaster was the third generation to run the family business, Kaster's Bicycles. He's the devoted husband of his wife Mindy and the proud father of his two children, Ruby and West. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.